This is an RNIB talking book.
The Poseidon Adventure by Paul Gallico.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The Poseidon Adventure, Chapter 1. Rehearsal for Disaster. At 7 o'clock, the morning of the 26th day of December, the SS Poseidon, 81,000 tons, homeward bound for Lisbon, after a month-long Christmas cruise to African and South American ports, suddenly found herself in the midst of an unaccountable swell, 400 miles southwest of the Azores, and began to roll like a pig. The Poseidon, formerly the RMS Atlantis, the first of the giant transatlantic liners to become outmoded, sold, and converted to a combination of cargo and cruise trade, entered the area with her fuel tanks two-thirds empty and no water ballast replacement. The curiously long, low waves she was encountering came at intervals just too far apart to be caught by the lagging synchronization of her out-of-date and partially damaged stabilizers. Thus she reeled drunkenly from side to side, with the result that the motion, combined with the hangover from the practically all-night gala Christmas party and dance, made the bulk of her 500-odd, one-class, Travel Consortium Limited passengers miserably and uncompromisingly ill.